Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Limits, I was just entertaining a couple of people in the hallways here with a song in which I rhymed Malzy and Bill Stalzy, the former Pitt quarterback who brought the house down.
Yeah, I saw the glass that we have out there. It's like layered glass, and you had your head in between the two glass panels.
Yeah,
as
singing
you were talking to
Seth, the Eagles fan.
The Eagles fan.
T-Bird, the hot dog eating champion.
That's correct. Glad that's how you remember them.
They both loved it. And if Bill Stalzy is out there listening, I want to play golf with him. So please, Bill, let's do this. There's some people you talk about playing golf with, and there's others where it happens.
So let's just put it out there into the ether for everyone.
And
so
I'm not
Stalzy
saying,
finds out.
Yeah, this is Bill Stalzy's fault, but I want to play golf with him.
Well, have you reached out to him?
No.
So it's, how would it be his fault?
Because he hasn't reached out to me.
Oh. Is he supposed to read your mind for that?
No, I thought we exchanged numbers.
Oh.
By the way, there's another guy at Allegheny Country Club, and I'm going to text him during the next brief intermission. I forgot about him, but it's time to cash in.
Oh, time to cash in.
Yes, it
wow.
is.
Wow. What are you, paying up a bet?
No.
Time to cash in.
I
got to
start playing some nice places here. I mean, the nicest of places.
You have to be invited.
Where I want to go. All right. Brian Batt goes, well, yeah, that's I have been. But then it's up to me to call them and say, let's do this. Brian Batko, you know him from the Post-Gazette. And you can read his stuff at postgazette.com. He's a wonderful man. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Brian, I don't know if you heard, but Malzy predicted today would be the day that Aaron Rodgers signs, and I'm starting to get a little bit skeptical of that. You?
I don't know about Malzy, but I don't think I'm going to predict certain days for Aaron Rodgers to make his decision. That seems like it's akin to trying to pick a needle out of a haystack with him.
Do you think it's going to happen before mandatory camp, like OTAs, mandatory OTAs or mini camp or whatever the hell they call it, whenever the veterans have to be there?
I think if you're setting an over-under, that would be the best one. I'm kind of 50-50 on that. If I had to guess, I think I would guess no. I mean, it hasn't happened to this point. So it makes me think, I probably said this on the show in a previous week, that without really knowing the full context for why he's taking so long to make up his mind and decide on whether he's even playing football in 2025, let alone for which team, in knowing his history, especially his recent history last year with the Jets, when he missed mandatory minicamp and caused a whole you-know-what storm for Robert Saleh as he was on the hot seat, my guess is just that he doesn't really want to be there for all that, or doesn't think he needs to be there for all that. And if that is the case, we continue to follow the logic trail here, then why wouldn't you just wait until that's all behind you anyway?
I don't know. Is this going to work if he comes here? I was reading up on Brady because my memory told me that when he went to Tampa, which was during COVID, that he was out there like organizing secret workouts for all his receivers in Tampa and getting fined by the NFL. And I looked that up and it was true. It was right around this time, May 19th of 2020. This dude was completely obsessed with getting his, I'm sure it was his system put in, the terminology put in, you know, just a rapport with his receivers, all that. Is this dude going to show up in July and expect that to happen before the season opener?
I think that's an extremely fair criticism if he does that, because as much as, I mean, the brotherhood's always going to side with the brotherhood publicly. NFL players are always going to say, no, we're fine. You know, whenever he gets here, it's all good. We'll figure it out. We've got plenty of time. That's what training camp's for. But I tend to think behind closed doors, everybody's got their own brain. Everybody's got their own human nature. And there are going to be people wondering, well, why wasn't he here earlier? Why weren't we trying to get on the same page? That is good for an offense. And it's not just Brady. I mean, you can use that example. That one's a little bit of a strange case because it was COVID and, you know, people were locked down and whatnot. But just look at any other previous year. Mitch Trubisky wanted to get the guys together after he signed as a free agent before they were convening for OTAs. Kenny Pickett had his throwing session going into year two with players. Like, this is a common thing. I think Russ got guys out to San Diego last year once he signed on the dotted line. So this is pretty commonplace. And I guess you could make the argument, hey, Rodgers threw to DK Metcalf and they organized that whole thing, however that came about. I know he explained it on the McAfee show. But yeah, I think it is a little bit questionable at best and, you know, criticism worthy at worst, a farce at worst, if he really holds off until the last possible moment.
I'll tell you this much, too, and this went all the way back to April of 2020, now that I'm reading a little bit more. What Brady did in Tampa Bay was one of the most incredible sports accomplishments of all time. I mean, come on, you just walk into a new team at that age, at 42.
But to your point, he didn't just walk in. He laid all this foundation.
Well, I know that, but I mean, right. But just to have it be your first year there, to leave a place like New England where you won all the time and go to Tampa Bay and win the Super Bowl and out-duel Mahomes. And it was just, it's amazing. I also didn't know, by the way, that he lived in Derek Jeter's 30,000 square foot compound on the Davis Islands in Tampa. Did you know that, Brian?
Well, that and then AB lived in his house, right? Wasn't that part of the
and never
the
paid
story,
him? Yeah.
The subplot with all that. Or lived was that in New England? I can't even.
I don't remember. I don't know. Here's another story for you. Chris Sims, quote, would not be shocked if Jackson Dart is the Giants' Week One starter, and that comes on the heels of is it Brainy Balls? What's the thing called?
You keep forgetting the name of Brainy Balls. Yes. Brainy Ballers.
Brainyballers.com.
Never hear of them, Brian?
No, is that even, can you say that? Is that FCC appropriate?
Yeah.
Can you say that?
Brainyballers.com. Okay. They have 2,000 followers on Twitter. It's a fantasy football site that has its own metric for measuring quarterbacks coming into the league, and it's freakish how they've been right all the time. What is the measurement called, O Limitless Wonder?
For Brainy Balls?
Yeah, SPC, is that what it's called?
No, it's called
SPS?
The SPS, Star Predictor Score.
Star Predictor Score, Brian. And when they have applied this to every quarterback that's come in the league in the 2000s, since the turn of the century, it's remarkable how accurate they've been. The top 10 scorers before they ever played a pro game were Drew Brees, Josh Allen, Cam Newton, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, Ben, Jalen Hurts, and Lamar Jackson. All of those had scores of 92 to 99. And the one man that's above them all is little Jackson Dart with a 100. So let me ask you a three-part question.
Wait, why does Brainy Ballers only have 2,000 followers? Why are they not working for a team? Omar Khan needs to hire them before they go finding their next
team. I mean, honestly, when I look at this, it blew me away. Really, that they've had this kind of track record predicting quarterback success. Now, they're predicting fantasy football success, but that obviously equates to real success. Brainyballers.com. So my three-part question is, one, are the Steelers going to regret not drafting Jackson Dart? Two, Do you think he will start for the Giants? And three, what do you make of Brainy Ballers?
No, yes, unclear. I need to do more of my own research to take it back to another.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers can help you do your own research when he gets here. You two can look into Brainy Ballers for yourselves.
Yeah, maybe I'll sidle up to his locker and pull it up, and we can go through their data side by side.
I consulted figure out with the, you know, a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
Sorry, I think I talked over limits. He was right there on the drop. But no, I mean, Sims is a good guy for you to align yourself with here, Joe, because and you, Austin, because I listen to Sims probably more than most national analysts. I know he's been high on Jackson Dart. He's been very low on Will Howard, so he is not buying the Will Howard is one-third Josh Allen 2.0, one-third Ben Jr., and one-third the next Tom Brady.
I mean, I said this to somebody in my intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag today. I'm very open on what Will Howard could be, but I think people have gone a little bit overboard here.
People wouldn't do that. Steelers fans wouldn't do that. People on the internet would never do that, Joe.
There's a reason that this guy went when he did, and I know you can say that Brady and Brock Purdy and people like that, but those are extremely rare examples, and we don't even fully know about Brock Purdy yet. I don't know, man. I think they're going to regret Jackson Dart, and I do think he's going to be their week one starter. Because here's the thing, Brian, is that Brian Daboll is like a lame duck coach right now. So if he drafts this kid, I think this kid is going to be expedited, or else Daboll may never get to coach him. If they go with Mr. Unlimited here and they have a crappy season, then a guy that Daboll pinned his future on, he may never get to work with in a real game.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Crappy season would actually be preferable to the Steelers' experience with Mr. Unlimited, which was the usual slightly better than mediocre season, which then leaves you right back at square one year in and year out. So I don't think I would predict Dart to start week one, but yes, I think they should have a rather short leash on Russ / Jameis / is Tommy Cutlets still there?
Is he limits?
He is, yeah. I saw a picture of the four of them.
Danny DeVito.
DeVito, Jameis Winston, Dart, and Russell Wilson.
Better quarterback room for entertainment value, Brian. That, the Danny DeVito room, or the Browns, especially if Deshaun Watson ever re-enters the room with Shador Sanders, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel.
Well, I will say the Giants, just based on Jameis has more charisma in his pinky than the other four Browns guys that you just mentioned have combined in their entire bodies. But as far as like a train wreck to watch from afar, I'm going with the Browns. I think the Browns will be a more dysfunctional quarterback room, which will certainly lead to many more, palace intrigue stories dropping and Cleveland media getting in on the act. That I can't wait to watch all that unfold.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Who do you think starts for the Browns in week one?
I had a Browns beat writer on my show last week for the Post-Gazette, and it turns out he was the guy who got caught on video saying that he was taller than Dylan Gabriel. So that was funny. Did you see that, Joe?
I did not. No.
You know how, like, when you're doing a scrum, you know, back in the day when you were in the scrums, you'd bring your recorder up there and sure. Then you'd go get it after the guy walks away. But sometimes, like, the team camera or someone's camera lingers, and I guess the guy looked, he's going to get his recorder, and he looks to one of his colleagues, and he's like, he mouths, "I'm taller than him." And he doesn't say it, but he mouths it twice, and it went viral, and the guy's getting absolutely crushed.
Why did they draft Dylan Gabriel in the third round? Have we talked about that enough?
No.
What are they doing?
I don't come out with a ton of hot takes because I can usually try to see things through people's eyes and at least understand a move. But I did tweet the video that night that I could not believe. I think Dylan Gabriel could be okay in the NFL if he's in, you know, a shotgun heavy offense and it's in a dome, maybe warm weather. He's just kind of distributing point guard. I don't think that kind of quarterback makes any sense to plop into the AFC North, the most physical division in football, probably the worst weather division in football. There are no domes here, at least not until they get that one built up there in Northeast Ohio. I just thought it made no sense stylistically. It made even less sense a day later when they took Shador. Again, I have no idea what the Browns are doing, and I think Kevin Stefanski is a smart human being, so maybe he's just getting pulled along by his lapels here.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Limits, I wouldn't even think of excluding you from the proceedings. Do you have a question for Brian?
Thank you. Brian, my question to you concerns the defensive line. Derek Harmon, Y.A. Black, did they do enough up front to be able to prevent another 300-yard rushing performance from the Baltimore Ravens twice this year?
Twice.
I don't know. I can't answer that yet. You know, I mean, it looks good on paper to add those big guys, and it's the first sizable investments they've made there. I mean, Keanu Benton was a decent investment, but he was a second round pick, you know, middle of the pack, and they hadn't gone to the first at that position since Cam, right, I think. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense, and I have to reserve judgment on whether it'll work until I actually see it, because I think sometimes people tend to forget, and this is a natural instinct, I guess, after the draft. Every new player is going to be the greatest player. You're high on the rookies. You're happy. He's our kind of guy, Steelers DNA, et cetera, et cetera. The Ravens got an offseason too. They also got the chance to add more pieces this offseason too. Well, they're probably not even all that worried about the Steelers anymore. They're trying to retool to get over the hump against the Chiefs, Bills, Bengals, if they're back in the mix. So they also tried to make wise personnel decisions to build up their roster. And I would say recent years would tell us the Ravens are doing a better job of the Steelers than that. Although I say that with the not so small caveat that having Lamar Jackson at the top of things helps everybody.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette, read his stuff at postgazette.com. And the big story over there today, and we have to talk about it, Brian, is the draft clock. 6 foot wide, 18 feet tall. My bad earlier limits. I thought it was only a 6 foot tall Steeler gold digital clock.
It's three city limits piled on top of each other.
At least, yes. So we have 345 days, 2 hours and 43 minutes to go, I believe. Brian, this is gigantic, literally and figuratively, to have the draft clock. What are the implications here? I talked to Donnie Football. He may take wedding pictures there. His fiancée, Sarah, said maybe upon his request. This is going to become a landmark. I mentioned earlier it's not a good thing that, or it's a good thing the clock isn't keeping time until the Steelers' next playoff win, or they would need an extended warranty on it, wouldn't they? It would be rusted out by the time that happened. What do you make of the whole draft clock?
Can we get George Pickens to weigh in on the draft clock, whether it's George himself or the AI bot George Pickens? I want to know his thoughts or its thoughts.
So do I. For sure, but mostly I want to know your thoughts. This is right up your alley here. Are you going to be taking pictures here? Limits is already meeting. Him and his friends are meeting at the clock this weekend. This is becoming an institution.
We'll be rocking around the clock while we listen to Crocodile Rock.
It'll be a sight for first dates, first kisses.
Yeah.
Blind dates. Meet me at the draft clock. I will be touching the Belts Hoover emblem on there for the 90 Pittsburgh neighborhoods.
Brian, we're gonna get like bike locks attached to this thing and people inscribing things on the draft clock, like, you know, Joe and Lisa were here.
I don't think so. I think they're gonna protect that draft clock. They might put a little fence around it.
Is there a security guard at the draft clock, Brian?
I think the person who was tasked with following around George Pickens 24/7 if he got a contract extension will now be stationed outside the draft clock to make sure there are no hijinks there.
Do we need a name for the draft clock?
No, but I know that this is a thing in every city. Green Bay had one last year. Detroit had one. So I think maybe City Limits is just the man to do the research of whose clock is bigger and whose clock is better.
Now we have a clock measuring contest going on here from city to city, Brian.
Yes.
This is unbelievable. What do you make of the idea that Pittsburgh could people dream about? I think it's not feasible, but I wanted to get your opinion. Could Pittsburgh ever host a Super Bowl?
No, but because of what's going on right now in current events with the schedule release, we got the Ireland announcement this morning, which was not a well-kept secret by any stretch. Tomorrow night will be the show from the NFL to release all the schedules, and games will leak out throughout the day.
Are they leaking 30, 40... today? Are we going to get any games today?
I don't know, but I was going to say, Joe, with all this draft stuff too happening, do you think 30, 40, 50 years from now, the NFL will find a way to commodify the schedule release, and that will be an event, and cities will be bidding on hosting the NFL schedule release event, and there will be a giant clock until the 2096 schedule is unveiled in Abu Dhabi.
Listen, we can laugh at that. They made it an entire production at the draft, like a skit where people came on stage to tell us when the schedule would be released, which would be May 14th. So that wouldn't surprise it wouldn't surprise me. And B, you would probably have tens of millions of people watching that show. It's actually a great idea.
Yeah. And then, you know, when the Tokyo Maulers are hosting the Dublin, the Dublin Ironman or something in 2083, we can, you know, give that all the pomp and circumstance it deserves from the league perspective.
Are you going to Ireland?
Yes.
Are you going to drink
That'll
there?
That'll be fun. Hopefully.
Guinness? Do you have to drink?
Work,
you have to drink
play.
Guinness in Ireland?
I think you got to have at least one, right? You got to at least probably start the trip with that, and give that certain favoritism. But there are other beverages out there as well.
I'll tell you what happened in Ireland in '97 when I went there with my brother. We went to see Van Morrison sing. It was a home game for him on his home turf. It was unbelievable in a place called Mill Street. But you go to these bars. And at the end of the night, when the lights go up, everybody stands and sings the Irish national anthem. It's incredible.
That's really cool.
Yeah. You'll find that out,
that
Brian.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I have found the draft clocks for Green Bay and Detroit.
Is this one bigger?
Steelers, so much more of an elite
baby.
Draft clock. Like, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Detroit had like a little arch that said like the draft. Green Bay was just a little digital clock at Lambeau.
We have the biggest draft clock there has ever been, Brian.
Elite clock, Brian.
Detroit had a curved clock for their draft.
That's what I see.
Clock?
They showed curved clock.
They showed this little arch that said Detroit on it.
Do
it
they
was
not,
like a gear for the Motor City?
Do they not have medication for such things, Brian?
Said the pick is in.
I don't know. Hey, changing the subject. I know you guys talked about this yesterday. Can we the George Pickens Instagram?
Yes.
Faux pas over the weekend.
Limits,
or whatever you want to call it.
Limits is convinced that George Pickens did that, commented on that. Are you?
You think the AI did it, Brian?
Again, I try to always go in with the benefit of the doubt for anybody who says these things, but I've thought about this. So let's assume that, yes, somebody decided they were going to make a fake graphic of George Pickens commenting on something, and you know, this is going to blow up his spot on Mother's Day. So you're planning it with your buddy. You're like, oh, I'm going to make this fake George Pickens comment. Oh, what are you going to do? You can have him take a shot at DK Metcalf, or have him take a shot at Tomlin or Omar Khan. No, I'm going to have him say that they don't stack organizational success year after year, and they're probably going to cut Beanie Bishop and Peyton Wilson at some point. That's going to be my big George Pickens play. That makes zero sense.
That's actually very
that
good.
An obscure, esoteric thing for anyone to make up.
Right. That's incredible sleuthing by Batko here, is it not? Limits, this is right up his alley, too.
It's just thinking.
Entirely up his alley, yes.
Rationally.
Right.
I mean, also, he said he was on a plane and had no service. Joe, this isn't 1998. You can buy Wi-Fi on any flight. It cost me $8 on Southwest, four because I have cash back from the credit card. So it wouldn't even cost that much.
You're exactly cash back right. From the credit card,
yeah, cash back is unbelievable. All right, Brian.
I don't buy that one.
Incredible appearance today. And shoot me a text. I can give you a reference if you are indeed suffering from a curved clock.
Hmm.
Anytime.
Detroit.
Yeah, anytime.
It was a curved, geared clock. There's a picture of it right here. Everybody's clapping right outside the clock.
Wait. Did Cleveland have the draft?
Yeah, Cleveland did.
Did Cleveland have a clock?
Let's see.
Limits is looking that up very briefly.
Very quickly.
I'm impressed with this. It's going to be a landmark. It already is.
It is a cool design. Yes.
Yeah.
It is a cool design for sure.
I do like it. Can't find Cleveland's clock.
Well, we'll get back to Brian on all these things.
Poor
Thank
Cleveland,
you, Brian.
They can't see the clock.
A lot of excitement for the draft. We love it.
Take care, buddy. Bye.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.